it doesn't come forward, then it has to go. Didn't know you were back.
All right. Everyone's still here, back on the record. Okay. Did you need to ask any more questions? Okay. Anyone else in opposition?
Anyone else in favor of the variance request? Mr. Lewis, would you like to have any other comments since we had opened it up?
No, sir.
Question? Okay, thank you. Any opposition? Okay, we're now going to close the public portion of the hearing up. Sarah, we're going to ask you some questions. Is that part of the public portion, or is that
yep.
part? All right, we're still going to be in the public portion of the hearing, and the question for the city attorney is, can we grant a variance request limiting with the limiting size of like a 1.5-story versus 2-story?
So my response is that the code provides these limitations within itself, and so before us is a front yard setback request, so we should consider whether that request is reasonable in light of the rest of the code, which will restrict floor area ratio, height requirements, number of floors, you know, all of that sort of stuff. If it's something that's more closely related to the front yard, I think if you want to give me something specific, we can consider it. But in terms of limiting them to a 1.5-story, I don't think that's a related condition that would be appropriate to attach to a variance.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Okay. We are now going to close the public portion of the hearing and discuss this amongst ourselves.
You know, I'll start. I mean, I think some sort of variance is required here, you know, based upon how the front yard setback is calculated. You basically have an unbuildable lot. My opinion is I think the request as presented here is reasonable. It meets all the, you know, existing setbacks. It's in line with the existing home to the east and the garage to the west, and I think it's reasonable.
I agree with Brett. I think while some of us have concerns with issues of replacing smaller homes with larger homes, and you know, I think we all appreciate that. In fact, I think our inquiry here is very narrow. The applicant has requested a variance in a front yard, and I agree with Brett. One, if you apply the code as written, you have an unbuildable lot. And this problem was created by a fairly unusual condition, which is a through lot adjacent to this lot. We don't have that a lot. That doesn't happen a lot here. The proposed front yard setback is, in my view, a reasonable distance from the road. It does align with the house next door, and as an abstract proposition, I think it's a reasonable request. I would vote in favor of it.
I have nothing substantive to add.
That's a first.
I was going to say that hasn't stopped you in past meetings, but
I agree with everything that has been said. You know, some of my concerns are maybe not well-founded, because if they do want to come back with something different, they may ask for a different variance request on the side yard or the rear yard. But you know, I like the plan as it's presented. It is reasonable. There is going to be some sort of variance requested because of the uniqueness of this lot, because of the different size front yards. Joe?
I just wish they had more of a concrete design instead of, well, I think a story and a half, front entry garage or whatever. I mean, if they get a variance like this, you know, they could build a detached garage out back that could look like the one on East Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my concern, too, and to be fair.
You can, you know, because as the code, it is, I don't know, I just wish it was a little bit more design, more concrete design than, because if we grant this, you know, it's done.
Well, it's done, but I think the majority of us, if not all of us, are in agreement that a 22-foot building footprint is probably is unreasonable. Well, so some sort of variance is not unreasonable.
But you're going through all this, and if there's a 2,500-square-foot house there now, and he's going to build a 3,300-square-foot house, you're adding 800 square feet.
So it'd be
although some or all of that is on a second level.
Right.
Presently, we have a single-story home.
Understand. But they could build out back or whatever. I just hate to see all the trees. I just, that's like the one up the street. They took out every tree. And once, I'm just.
You're addressing my same concerns, but I don't think it's an unreasonable request.
I know. It's not an unreasonable request.
I agree. Yeah.
But once you grant it, it opens up.
The question,
another box.
Initially, in my mind, was, what is a reasonable request? Whether it's 59.13 feet or 60.2 feet or 61-62 feet. What trees are? I think the tree issue still is going to be there.
Sure.
My protection comfort level is in the fact that if they want to do something substantially different or larger, they're going to have to go outside the proposed footprint here, the setbacks, the side yard and rear yard setbacks, and that's where we would have. That would be, in my instance, that'd be the claw to say, okay, that's enough's enough. And I think I'd rather see it in the front yard also as opposed to the backyard.
Oh, I agree.
So basically, I'm in favor of it, even though I have some issues with it, but I think overall it's mm-hmm. reasonable. Want to take a vote on the motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
All right, case number 29-2017. Lewis Holmes, applicant for 625 Scott Avenue, requesting a variance to construct a new single-family residence that will not conform to the front yard setback of the zoning code.
Joe Rozier.
Not in favor.
Tim Callahan, in favor. Mark McLean.
In favor.
Tom Feiner.
In favor.
Brett Berthold.
In favor.
Case number 29-2017, 625 Scott Avenue. Whereas the board does find and determine that the property in question is in zoning district R3 and pursuant to the provisions of ordinance number 10103 requires a minimum 92.34-foot front yard setback. And whereas the applicant desires to construct a new single family residence, which would not comply with said 92.34-foot front yard setback requirement. And whereas the board does further find and determine that to grant a variance of 33.21 feet on said 92.34-foot front yard setback requirement would not constitute a change in the district map, would not impair an adequate supply of light and air to the adjacent property, would not increase the danger of fire, would not diminish nor impair the established property values within the surrounding area, and would not impair the public health, safety, comfort, and morals of the city of Kirkwood. A variation from such strict application of setback line is to be in order so as to relieve a practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the appeal of Lewis Holmes is hereby granted on the property known as 625 Scott Avenue for the construction of a new single-family residence to be within 59.13 feet of the front yard property line, and the building commissioner is hereby directed to issue a permit for such construction.
Joe Rozier.
In favor.
Tim Callahan. In favor. Mark McLean.
In favor.
Tom Finer.
In favor.
Brett Berthold.
In favor.
The variance request has been granted. Thank you. Thanks, you too.
Can I just remind you of a few things?
Do we want to do that on the record?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do it on the record.
Board and commission training, I sent you an email last week about that, so RSVP, are you RSVPing now?
I'll send you a note.
Okay, send me an RSVP.
I can make it, too. I'll be there.
Okay.
But I'll send you
an email. Send me an email.
You didn't indicate, will there be refreshments at that training session?
I'll make a request.
Hey, John, have Hessel pay for it.
Hessel will be in charge.
This is all on the record.
They'll give you a big bottle of water. Strike that.
And I wanted to let you know that there's a subcommittee of the Planning and Zoning Commission working on the corner lot issue. So hopefully there'll be a resolution of that.
Thank you.
And then finally, I don't know if you saw in the paper last week or if you want more information about the downtown study that's going on next week with the charrette. I can send you the schedule if that's helpful. You guys want to see that.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.